All right, it's 9:23 on this Tuesday morning. I kind of laid out the timeline of what's gone on regarding the who's in charge of public policy when it comes to coronavirus in Michigan. The wrinkle in this story came yesterday when the state health department issued a public health order that seems to supersede everything else. Joining us right now from MLive.com to help us sort through all this is Emily Lawler. Good morning, Emily.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, and thanks for joining us, and thanks for helping us to understand exactly what the latest is. Now, we know that on Friday, the state Supreme Court ruled against Governor Whitmer's ability to continue to have emergency powers and make these emergency orders, and in fact, struck down all those emergency orders since April, right?
Depending on who you ask. Some people argue that that ruling is effective immediately, that all of her orders that were in place are no longer in place. The governor, of course, is arguing that they're in place for 3 to 4 weeks still, based on some court rules about when things go into effect. Others say those may not be applicable here, but the governor herself is seeking clarification from the Supreme Court on when this ruling takes effect and is asking for a transition period that would last until October 30th.
All right. So this order that came yesterday from the health department, tell us more about that.
Yeah, so the two laws that were in question at the Supreme Court case were the laws that provided the state of emergency that allowed the governor to make some of these unilateral decisions, issue all these orders, that we've all been living under, of course, since March. But what they didn't really touch in the Supreme Court lawsuit was other sources of authority, such as these public health orders. So during an epidemic, the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has some authority. It's not clear how much. The statute that he operates under specifically says that he has the authority to limit gathering sizes, for instance. It's not definitely not, I would say, as sweeping as the governor's powers to issue executive orders in a state of emergency were. But it does seem like definitely a stopgap measure at the very least. And I would say at the very most, of course, the new paradigm we're living under.
Supreme Court rulings are supposed to be just that, the supreme law of the land. No ifs, ands, or buts. This is it. This is the way things are going to go. But this Supreme Court ruling has done nothing but throw chaos across Michigan's handling of coronavirus.
Well, it was a classic just before 5 p.m. Friday news dump, and certainly a scramble in that sense. I think it was definitely going to create chaos no matter what, not the least of which because this is just a case that came from a weird route. Normally we're used to things starting at the state level in the Court of Claims, going up through the Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court. This was a federal judge who requested that the Supreme Court weigh in on a federal case, and that route turned out to be way quicker than the one I just described, because if you'll remember, there's still a lawsuit from legislative Republicans that's pending in that first manner. So, although I can't imagine it would go any differently at this point, I think the Supreme Court has sort of answered some of those same questions.
Well, is this heading back to court now, or do you think that the legislature and the governor can sit down and hammer out some sort of policy, or is this new edict handed down by the health department, is that going to stand? What's your prediction?
Good question, because it seems like the legislature and the governor are going in really different directions right now. The legislature sort of said, finally, we get to have some input on this. We look forward to working with the governor and tried to, set out a little bit of a framework or at least lay a framework for that. And the governor said, you know what, if I can't issue orders, maybe my health department director can. And so I think that there's just two different kind of approaches at play here right now. And piled on top of that is the fact that the legislature does not have very many session days scheduled in the coming months. They could, of course, change that. But it's not clear to me that there's one path forward right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if it were sort of a mix of things. And worth mentioning that Robert Gordon, director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, said recently on a conference call yesterday that there is more to come, basically. He's got a few more orders pending, one about nursing homes, one about schools, and that we can probably look to the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity for things like the capacity limits that had been in place for restaurants and bars prior to the orders being thrown into question.
Yeah, I was going to say, for most of us, this isn't that big of a deal. We'll continue to wash our hands and keep a social distance and wear our masks. But for business owners trying to figure out, okay, how many people can come into my restaurant right now? What rules do I have to follow in my store or in my factory? I mean, this becomes very muddy and very confusing.
I think this puts business owners in a really tough spot with their clients. You know, a week ago, they could point to the sign on the door and you know, the governor could be the bad guy requiring masks. They
right.
didn't really have to make that decision. Business owners now, every single one of them has to make an individual determination on which if they think the governor's laws remain in place, B, if they're following the health department laws, orders, which I do believe they're supposed to be, but you know, I do think it becomes much more of an open question and, of course, adds to the chaos of that's just kind of inherent to, you know, almost 200 executive orders that have been changing and issued and re-upped and unissued over the last 6 months.
Yeah, it has been chaotic, no doubt about it. Hey, Emily, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for your insight. We always appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.